is that time of week again. Your favorite, I don't know, I guess it's got to be your favorite, you know, your favorite day. And like, Mondays are not always fun for everybody, but I mean, how awesome is it that Monday mornings, or whenever you're listening to this, you get to know another podcast is coming out, and it's another chance for me to get to know Superman Dan a little bit more. Oh, that's right. It's another Get to Know Me tag. Let's get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course it is. Of course you're here. I mean, why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice that I have going on here? Remember, selfie sticks, no one uses them. Okay, I'm going to do another Get to Know Me tag here. 81 through 90. Can you believe it? 81 through 90. We're almost done out of the 100 questions that I had to go through. This is very exciting for all of us, I can tell. Let me just get a little quick little sip. A little sipperoo. First of all, good morning. How's everybody doing? I hope well. Thank you for continue listening. Thank you for more subscribers that I, or listeners, I should say. I guess subscribers, because you're subscribing to the podcast and you're listening. Even ones who don't want to listen, I know you're listening, because it shows me you're listening, so it's, you know, I enjoy that part too. How was my week? My week was good. I think I was supposed to talk to you about something. I don't remember. I should write these stuff down when I say, when I make promises to you guys that I'm going to talk about something. I should write these down. I really don't remember. I'm sure it was something good. I'm sure it was something extraordinary, right? Well, I do have a busy weekend. And I guess week two. I was able to finish my mother's grass, cutting her mother's grass right before the rain started, and the rain is still going on. It's 3 days in a row since it's this is the third day in a row where it's still raining, off and on. Yes, not continuous, but it's off and on. So I'm glad I got my mother's grass done in time, because if it grows too much, it's hard to cut. That's boring stuff, right? I've mastered the art of not being able to talk about anything. Or I mastered the art of talking about nothing. That's what it is. I've mastered the art about talking about nothing. That's what it is. Okay. So I cut the grass. What else did I do? Got a text message because I didn't turn off my phone, which is my bad. And I got another wedding done, another wedding completed as far as editing, which is good. Because I'm the one that I'm editing right now, or the one I edited and the one I'm editing right now, is for another company, and as soon as I finish these, then I will get to work on my weddings that I for my company, which is fun, because like I said last time, I got to shoot for a bunch of friends, and anytime that you shoot for a bunch of friends, it's fun. This winter, I think I told you guys, I'm going to be starting my wedding channel. I will talk with wedding professionals. I will talk with, who else am I going to talk with? Myself. And maybe I'll talk with some of you guys and see what your guys' experiences were. So, what else is going on? Oh, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I have weddings. I'm relatively young right now. I'm relatively young, so I can do a back-to-back-to-back. Back-to-backs are hard enough, but to do it, well, last week is hard because it was my own wedding, so I had Friday and Saturday of my own weddings of back-to-back. And then I had a funeral on Sunday, but the back-to-back on Friday and Saturday with my own wedding, that's more stressful, I think, than this weekend. This weekend, I'm shooting for somebody else, but it's back-to-back-to-back. Three weddings in a row. That's a lot. Now, I'm not getting any younger, but I'm getting smarter. I'm being able to work smarter. I need another sip. Sip-a-roo. On a side note, I forgot to tell you this. One of my girls that I used to coach way back in the day in basketball, she is like 22, 23, I guess. I don't know, somewhere in that age range. She was in the Olympics. She went to the Olympics this year, this past Olympics in Tokyo. Shout out to Katie. She was in the Olympics for swimming. I think she was in the relays. I don't know if she was in the main relay. I think she was like an alternate, but everyone still gets medals because obviously they did help push everyone. And it was like a whole team event. So, shout out to Katie. Good job, Katie. All right, let's get into this, right? That's what you're here for. That's what you want to know. You want to get to know me. Number 81. I need a pen. Hold on. Just hold your horses. Okay, I got my pen. Number 81. What do you do to keep fit? What do I do to keep fit? Well, weekends, with Friday, Saturday weekends, weddings, they help me keep fit because I'm constantly moving, constantly lifting a bunch of bags and sweating because it's so hot out. Although it's going to start getting chillier, but constantly moving like that. I have a feeling this winter we're all going to get sick and it's all going to be COVID, I'm sure, because the flu is gone and the cold is gone. So I'm sure everyone who gets sick this winter is going to have COVID. So I have to have fun with that. Just wrap up, keep warm. Other than that, I just got a gym membership. I haven't used it yet. I've had it for a month now and I haven't used it yet. I will have to use it. I don't know why. So I just paid a whole month for it and I haven't used it. So there's that. So how am I keeping fit? I'm watching TV and weddings and editing. So that's how I'm keeping fit. Yeah, I need to start. I know. I hear you. Number 82. Does your family have a motto, spoken or unspoken? Does my family have a motto? Not my blood family, but my family, like my close friends. Oh, I forgot what it was. It was used to be. Oh, yeah. I don't even know if it's a good motto. All right, so myself and a couple of my close friends, my brothers, we had a thing where when we used to live together a long time ago in a house together. That was like our college days, right? That was like our fraternity. And so in the college, none of us never really went away to college, so that was like our going away thing. That was during the age time of a lot of the college people who go away to college. So we all lived in a house together, the three of us, and we called ourselves the council. And our motto was, and I'm sure if I brought it up, if I said the first line, they would know the second lines. So, you know, you get your glass and your cheers in, and you go, the council is, and then the response is, everything they're not. So, that was our motto. The council is everything they're not. And we thought we were the shit, right? Because we had our own place, three bachelors. Everyone used to come over our house. I mean, like, our house used to be like the place to be. After anybody's work, everyone came to our house. After the bars, everyone came to our house. It was just a place to go. I couldn't do that now. I'll get tired. But then I had tons of energy. Now I'm tired of just thinking about it. But yeah, the council is everything they're not. Number 83. If you were a ruler of your own country, what would be the first law you would introduce? Man, if I was a ruler of my own country, what would be the first law I would introduce? I don't know, man. Don't take the law into your own hands, but I guess I can't say that because there is no law yet. If I was a ruler of my own country, what would be the first law? No killing. How about that? No killing. Let's just start that. It's just my own country. Yeah, no killing. You're not allowed to kill. That's the first law. That is the first law. All right, number 84. Who was your favorite teacher in school and why? Who's my favorite teacher? Probably Miss Curtis. That was my kindergarten teacher. She was a great teacher. And I can't really remember too many of my other teachers. I had a couple good ones in high school. Mr. Reggie. Who else? Mr. Haslett. So yeah, I mean, there's some good teachers out there, but I guess Miss Curtis, man, she was fun. She was my kindergarten teacher, and she, I mean, yes, I wasn't, it was kindergarten, whatever, but she was a great teacher. She was a great lady. I miss her. I think she's still around. I don't know. I haven't seen her or talked to her in forever, but, you know, I miss her, I guess. Number 85, what three things do you think of the most each day? What are the three things that I think of the most each day? Staying healthy, my mother, and probably what work I need to get done. Staying healthy, which could mean, you know, make sure you're warm when you go outside so you don't get sick. Make sure I take my vitamins, make sure I eat, you know, maybe I should try and keep active a little bit, watching what I eat, you know, staying healthy, all those stuff. My mother, I go and visit her a lot. I make sure that she's good, make sure that she's healthy, make sure that she's, you know, not sick or whatever, which she isn't, which is good. And of course, editing. I got a lot of, and what weddings I have coming up, and, you know, I think I talked about it last time, but my week consists of answering emails, sending out emails, scheduling consultations, scheduling where I'm going to be and what times I'm going to be there for weddings, and then getting my like for instance today I am charging all my batteries and wiping all my cards, my camera cards, for the weekend, and that's work. So I think work, health, my mother. Good job, Dan. Thank you. All right, number 86. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Be careful what you say, because words matter. Yeah, I like that. Be careful what you say, because words matter. I don't really gotta elaborate on that. I mean, I'm just a stickler for remembering what you say. So a lot of people say things in the heat of the moment, unless you apologize for it. I'm gonna remember it. Whether you're sorry or not, I will remember what you said, and I will hold it against you, and I will bring it up. It's very passive-aggressive of me, but I'll do it. I don't care. Number 87, what song would you say best sums you up? What song best sums me up? I don't know. How about... I'll be there for you. Yeah, because I'm a loyal person. I always got your back. Unless you double-cross me. But that's not really a song, is it? I don't know. I don't think there's a song that best sums me up. There's bits and pieces of songs that sum me up. Like, I'll be there for you. I guess it all depends on how I'm feeling. So, I don't know. I don't think there's a song that best, you know, describes me. It's hard to say. I'm like an onion, you know? You peel one layer off and you got so much, you know, so much more goodness underneath. All right. I don't think that's how it goes. You peel one layer off, you got another layer. I get you. Whatever. Number 89. Who was your first crush? My first crush was a neighborhood girl who used to live across the street from me. And her name is Renee. What up, Renee? And that was my first crush growing up. And she was my first kiss. We were in a, you know, it was like a, you know, those chairs that you lay out in the sun. This one was one of those, it was like a trifold. So you can unfold it, sort of thing. So you can either be sitting up, laying down, your feet up, feet down. I don't know if that even makes sense, but it was like a trifold. One of those beach chairs that you could fold up and unfold. But I remember being in my backyard. We were both laying on it. And I don't know how it happened, but maybe she became, you know, overwhelmed by this. I was like 7 years old, I think. She was my first kiss and my first crush. But you didn't ask what my first kiss was, but I'm telling you anyway. Number 90. Here we go. Number 90. What's the most interesting thing that you can see out of your office or kitchen window? Well, most interesting thing. Let me just move this mic around so I can. It probably sounds weird this way, but I'm going to try it. Does sound weird. Okay. Well, in my office, it's downstairs, and I have those beveled windows, so you really can't see too much out of it. So you can see like shadows, and you can try and guess what you're looking at. So, outside one of the windows, there's a brick wall from the neighbor's house, and then outside another window is I see grass from the backyard with like some kind of tool out there next to it, or a bucket. So yeah, that's the most interesting thing outside my window. That's my office windows. How about kitchen windows? Kitchen window is upstairs, and there's not really a window in the kitchen. It's connected to like a back room, like a living room or family room, and I'm gonna try and guess. There's a statue of so if you look out those windows, I'll make that a part of the kitchen. If you look out those windows, there's a statue of Mary, and I think that's pretty good. So every time I bring home flowers from the store or bring home flowers from a wedding, I'll go out there and I'll place roses at her feet, because that's what you do. You give roses to Mary. Hail Mary, and you know, think of some people and say some prayers for some people. But yeah, that's the most interesting thing out the kitchen window to me. Wow, guys, we just did 81 through 90, and you know what that means? I only have 91 through 100 left, and we only have a couple more episodes. I think, let's see, 2 or 3 episodes left in season 2. And then this winter, I'm going to be doing my winter podcast. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm going to do season 3 yet until after the winter ones. Who knows? We'll play that one by ear. I will give you guys updates. And season 3 will have... video involved. I know. I'm trying. I keep forgetting. It's just so much to set it up. Set up the camera. Set up the lighting. Then when you have to record it and edit it. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Once again, everyone, I appreciate you guys listening to me each and every week. I've mastered the art of talking about nothing. And I want to thank you for enjoying the show about nothing. I will see you guys next week. Talk to you guys next week. You know, that sort of thing. And I have one more Get to Know Me tag coming up. And I also have a preview of what's coming on next season and upcoming seasons of my podcasts. So I'll talk to you guys later, and I hope everything is going well for you guys. Hope you're staying safe and healthy, and I hope you pray for our country and the people who are in power. And shout out to Australia. Talk to you guys later. Bye. It's Morning Vibes with Super.